When the curtain came up 6 months ago, it was wintry. Now it falls in sweltering heat. Or, if you are south of the equator, you can flip those descriptions. When the curtain came up, the year was fresh with promise. Perhaps a renewed vision, a blank calendar, opportunity and adventure waiting to happen. Now, we can pause and reflect, recalibrate, remind ourselves where we thought we were going, and ponder the edits and surprises that God has sent our way. A few weeks ago, I was reading Anne Voskamp's latest post where she wrote, "The best way to live a good year is to do a real reset just before you're halfway through the year. Now is the time to not waste another second, because the way you spend your seconds is how you're making your life." This week ahead is pivot week. The teeter-totter is shifting from the first half of the year to the second half. July 4th is stretched out before us. Many of us will be celebrating freedom, enjoying barbecue, watching fireworks. Somewhere in that mix, I encourage you, breathe deep, realign yourself underneath God's sovereignty, recapture your dreams and visions, and welcome to the intermission.
A motherless child, I've been an orphan alone, looking for comfort for my soul. No matter how hard I try, no matter which place I go, nothing can heal me except you, Lord. You rock my soul in your love. Together we're making a home. Oh Lord, sweet Lord. Do 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 do. I wanna welcome you in, make you feel at home, but there are still rooms I've kept close. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Swing wide the gates and unlock the doors. You rock my soul in your love. Oh, together we're making a home. Oh Lord, sweet Lord, you rock my soul. All I want is you. You rock my soul. Only you can make me whole. Your love's better than fortune and gold. All I want is you. All I want is you. Oh, 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 oh. Do, 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 do.
Well, there you are. And that song has summer all over it, doesn't it? Rock My Soul, the latest release by singer-songwriter Josh Garrels. Josh has been featured several times the first half of this year, and I enjoy introducing table guests to artists you may not have discovered yet, like Josh. Go check him out. Put that song on your summer playlist. Once upon a time, you would go to a movie theater with no such thing as stadium seating. You would sit there with your popcorn box and a Coke, watch about three previews. If you're lucky, even a cartoon. And 10 minutes later, the curtain would drop, the screen would expand, and the curtain would rise again, and you would hear the nonstop clickety-click of film running through the projector. Occasionally, the film would break, or jam, or even melt. It took about 5 minutes for a good projectionist to splice the film back together and get the movie rolling again. That was part of the experience. And if it was an exceptionally long movie, say more than 2.5 hours, there would be a pause right in the middle of the movie called an intermission. That pause was purposefully planned to fall at a pivotal moment in the story up on the screen. And with the first half complete, with unresolved problems dangling over the storyline, oftentimes you would hear a little musical jingle. Let's all go to the lobby and get ourselves a treat. I miss intermissions. Merriam-Webster defines intermission as an interval between the parts of an entertainment, such as the acts of a play. Or, it says, the act of intermitting, the state of being intermitted. Don't you just love it when the dictionary defines a term with a similar term? I mean, I know what intermission is. We still use the word. But I don't believe I have ever thought to myself, I am being intermitted. I felt that, but that's not how I would phrase it. I looked up intermit, and it read, to cause to cease for a time or at intervals, followed by discontinue. This episode is being released on Sunday, June 30th, the final day of the first half of the year. The next day, July 1st, is the first day of the final half of the year. Before you reach July 4th, I want to encourage you to plan a few hours of intermission. I've been doing that very thing this weekend. I am re-examining where I've come from these past 6 months, and I'm fine-tuning where I sense Jesus is leading me to follow Him in the next 6 months. I mean, if we follow Jesus, if we say we have trusted Him with our lives, we don't make our own plans and hope He blesses them. We ask Him for His plan. We seek His plan for our journey. We listen to His Spirit who lives within us. His Holy Spirit is like OG GPS, internal GPS. Our lives are not being artificially scripted. We are being led by supernatural intelligence. But you have to pause often to listen to God's still small voice. I encourage you, keep an ongoing list of good questions to ask Jesus, to ask yourself during the intermissions of life. Here are a few I've been praying this weekend. God, what is your restoration plan for the second half of 2024? Where have I wandered off track? And where am I completely in step with you? What needs to be jettisoned? What extra weight, interest, focal points, projects need to be redistributed for either later or for good? Where am I out of balance? What am I allowing to distract me from where you are leading me to go and to grow? Has fear crippled my faith at all during the first half? Jesus, what specific instructions have you already given me that you are now reemphasizing with, here's the way, keep walking in it? Hopefully those questions will spark a few of your own. And in the spirit of James 1:5, if anyone lacks wisdom, ask God, and He will pour it out on you. Ask, God, what questions do I need to be asking you? What questions under your wisdom do I need to be asking myself? Following Jesus is a lifetime journey. Getting us from where we are to where He desires us to be will seldom be accomplished in 6 months or 12. It will happen in His time, and He takes it. But don't forget, He is with us in the journey, and He is as focused on the journey as He is on the destination and what He will lead us to do once we get there. I'll give you an example. For these past few years, I've been following Jesus into the Beatitudes. I first started teaching them 20 years ago, but now, by His desire, they have risen to become the focus of my life. I've made several attempts to launch short-term Beatitude events in churches, communities, college campuses. I've offered myself free of charge to help jumpstart this initiative. I began this Redemption's Table season inviting several guests to come to the table to talk Beatitudes, and I finally had our first Beatitude conversation just last week with Pastor Courtney Ellis. That was so exciting. But all of this has been very slow in coming. So sometime the first half of this year, I prayed, Jesus, I place this dream on the altar again. Lord, I pray for Your resurrection power to resurrect this dream. Lord, I believe this came from You, but I'm giving it back to You just like Abraham gave Isaac back to You. And wouldn't you know it, I was asked in June to speak 5 nights in July at Grace Point Pelham, located in the Hog House. Hog is in Harley-Davidson, just a little south of Birmingham, Alabama. Pastor Rick Owsley invited me for those 5 nights, and I realized just 9 months ago, I was praying to share the Beatitudes in Birmingham. God's timing. If you live in the Birmingham area, I would love to see you there. It's intermission. The movie has paused. The singers have stepped off the stage to take a break. Some intermissions are planned, some are annual, some are intentional, and some we never saw coming. I suspect we are all sitting in one intermission or another right now. Perhaps we have lost something or someone since January 1st through death, or maybe it was a relationship, a job, a purpose, or even hope. Whatever your intermission, would you allow God to recalibrate your heart, your soul, and your mind? Here's an interesting truth about intermissions. Even though the curtain has dropped for a moment on part of our story, God is always working behind the scenes, behind the veil. In Genesis 1, the curtain rose as God breathed, "Let there be light," and all creation sprung to life. All was good and very good. But 3 chapters later, it all seemed to crash into an interwoven handbasket of fig leaves. And you know the old saying about handbaskets. Earth has been under a curse ever since. But the miraculous truth is, the curtain didn't come down then. Not yet. Not until Malachi chapter 4, where it was announced the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in its wings. And a 400-year intermission began. The Word of God was silent for 4 centuries. Yet, behind the scenes, God was building some incredible set pieces. And when the curtain lifted for Act 2, the politics and splinter groups swirling around Jerusalem and Judea looked very much like our world does today. Us against them. Jesus was born into our world, our mess, our melting pot of tribalism and racism and greed and power grabs. And He lived before us who God is, with equal portions of God's love and God's truth. And we crucified Him on a cross for it, took His dead body, laid Him in a tomb, rolled the stone over the door. The curtain falls, end of story, right? Nope, just the intermission. because 3 days later, the curtain opened from the top down, signifying here comes the rest of the story and the best of the story. And Jesus rose again from the grave, and he now sits at the right hand of God the Father. And the next intermission won't be signified by a curtain. No, the sky will part, not because the story is over, but because it is about to really begin. Intermission. Regardless of all the curtains that have fallen upon your season, know, beyond all doubt, a great good is coming. I'm excited about all the next chapters our lives hold. I hope you are too. Until the second half regains momentum after the fourth, listen for Jesus' questions. Seek God's reset. And hey, let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat. Hopefully, I'll see you back here on July 11th. Until then.
My soul cries for you, Lord. Your presence is beautiful. All I want is you. You rock my soul. Only you can make me whole. Your love's better than fortune.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Delicious things to eat.
The popcorn can't be beat.
The sparkling drinks are just dandy. The chocolate bars and the candy. So let's all go to the lobby.